At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Ask the expert on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Standard Life. Retirement needs to be redefined. And as retirement experts, we're on a mission to do it.
Are you feeling more bloated than usual? Do you suffer from reflux? Well, fear not. To help solve all of your gut-related problems, we have Dr. Anne-Marie Eustace-Ryan, consultant gastroenterologist in Tipperary University Hospital, who specialises in endoscopy. Good morning, Anne-Marie, and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Now, you want to talk about the biome. What's the biome?
Yeah, the microbiome specifically is the colony of bugs that live on all of us. It is hugely, massively important in health. And it's only in latter years that it has been known. So all of us, you, me, everybody, are covered in bugs, particularly our bowel. On our actual little thumb, there would be more bugs than our people in England. That's how absolutely huge. And there's about 100 trillion of them in your large bowel. And they are what... they are what make you well, make you ill, make you depressed, make you get autoimmune illnesses, make you get cancer. They're hugely, massively important, and people don't know this, and I want to tell everybody.
Now, where does the microbiome start? I mean, does it start, you know, digestion starts in your mouth?
Digestion starts in your mouth, exactly. It's basically the saying, you are what you eat. So basically, you eat something. The things that survive your gastric acid in your stomach, which is the first thing it meets, go through your duodenum, and then they reach your large bowel eventually. Now, the thing about the bugs in the bowel is that they absolutely 100% need fibre to live. So that's why eating fibre and eating well is absolutely central in good health. Because when you think of it, you're not going to put bad petrol in your car. It's just not going to work. Is going to stop. Now, you'd be tempted to pee into it at the moment to get it to work. It's so expensive, but you just are not. And, you know, way back in the 1950s, one of our very own, Dennis Burkett, he was a surgeon. He worked mainly in Africa. We claim him, though, he's Enniskillen. He was the first one to say there's a role for fibre in bowel cancer. That's where he started. He didn't realise about the microbiome because that's taken latter kind of investigations, okay, huge studies in America done on this now.
How do you make sure you've got the right bugs in your microbiome?
Yeah, exactly. You want the good ones fed and the bad ones starved, because like anybody, like in the world, there's good ones and there's bad ones, right? So the good ones are fed by fibre. So you're talking about fruit and vegetables, nuts, seeds, ferments, coffee, dark chocolate, all those things. Basically, you want to eat what your grandmother would recognise as food. Okay? So just drop the ultra processed stuff because it is just lethal. And apart from anything else, they have it that it's causing cravings and everything. They do studies on food to make them cause cravings.
So the apple a day, I mean, does that have fibre?
Oh, 100% an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Okay.
It's so important. Yeah, apples, all the fruits. They're wonderful. You can eat any amount of them. And what I really want to get people eating, if they're listening to here this morning, beans. Hugely, massively important. And people don't eat beans. And I mean beans like butter beans, kidney beans,
like
black beans. No, not so much baked beans as they have sugar in them. So you buy these beans at the Pakistani shop and you soak them and you cook them. They're a superfood. Really good for you.
Now, some of the questions coming in. For
yes.
years, I've had issues with constipation, stomach cramps, bloating, joint pains, sinus issues. Could they be linked and could they be caused by a food allergy or intolerance?
That's 100%. So that's exactly. So, Caroline, it is. Caroline, you need to keep a food diary. You need to write down every bite that goes into your mouth. You record it. You say, not alone, are your bowel motions okay? How you feel, whether you feel kind of content, whether you feel well, all these things are so important. So keep a food diary, see your symptoms, see does it relate, and then bit by bit by bit add fibre. I don't want everybody to go out today and eat every apple and everything in the whole world because they'd be sitting on the loo all day. You need to introduce it slowly and up. So I'd say to you, keep a food diary, start eating the way I'm saying, less processed foods, more fibre.
Now, lots of comments on questions on reflux. Does stomach acid decrease as you grow older? Is there a test to determine stomach acid levels? And that's from
Well, the answer is yes and yes.
Yes,
the answer. So basically, yes, as your stomach gets older, you will get a more atrophic stomach, with old stomach, really. That's just it. But there is a test. It isn't one that is commonly done in the hospital I'm in. We don't do, but we'd send people to Cork for acid studies, certainly. But the absolute important thing is to do the anti-reflux measures of acid, okay? And they are raising the head of your bed, not smoking, losing weight, avoiding fatty food, and just being kind of careful with what you eat. Take note of what you eat and what causes it.
A lot of people take drugs, though, don't they?
They do. Unfortunately, the proton pump inhibitor drugs they've revolutionised gastrointestinal care. But you know, Pat, I've hardly ever scoped anybody isn't on them, and I don't want people on medication. That is my mantra today: not on medication, not on supplements, not on vitamins. Eat good, proper food.
Mick says, I suffer from reflux. Can it be cured?
Yeah, well, yes, it can. Of course, if it's acute and very bad, it can be cured with the tablets, which are wonderful tablets, but you don't want to be on them for life. So the things I said, raising the head of your bed is the single most important thing, because you're, 9 hours at night lying in bed. If you're lying with your head level, or even with your body, or even on 3 or 4 pillows you're stuck in two, you need the feet under the head of your bed raised 4 or 5 inches.
I've been having loose bowels for a couple of weeks now. I'm a 55-year-old female with endometriosis and healthy apart from that, but there is Crohn's and colitis in the family. Should I be concerned? That's from Susan.
Susan, yes and no. I wouldn't get excited about that really until I see how it change into anything else. If you have a bit of blood in the diary, most certainly, I would be curious how your energy is, because if you've got colitis in the family, and it depends, we really only in medicine talk about parents and siblings as a family history. You just need to see how your energy is, because colitis causes, one of the biggest things it causes is a lack of energy. So if you're worried, go to your own doctor.
My 15-year-old daughter has suffered regular abdominal pain, which could last up to 3 days. It's very painful and is anxiety and change in routine related, and sometimes diet. Has been to many doctors over the years. How can I help her to manage it so it's not happening so frequently and doesn't give so much pain?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, youngsters of that age, you always worry if they've got dietary and things that they're being bullied or something like that, because it's in your, you know, there's a huge link between the brain and the bowel. And if you're upset, your bowel will act up. But the first thing I'd say to you is just make sure she isn't constipated, and try feeding her the way I've recommended. Keeping a food diary, increasing the nuts, the seeds, the fibre, the fruit, the vegetables, and less red meat, more chicken and fish and sea. She should be much better. If it's anyway dietary related, they will tell. Yeah.
Regular recurring bouts of reflux at night mainly. Finished another course of Nexium and it's back again. Probably drink too much tea and coffee and probably carrying too much weight, but getting a bit worried now, from a 49-year-old male.
Yeah, well, you know, the only thing that sticks out in that is the weight, really, for me. And like I've said, raise the head of your bed. But you know, the simplest, easiest test, if you get your own doctor, refer you for a gastroscopy. It takes 2 minutes flat. It tells so many things. It tells you if you have reflux, it tells you if you have gastritis, it tells you if you have a bug in your tummy, and it tells you if you've got celiac disease.
Yeah.
No brainer.
You know, when they do these, putting the thing down, the endoscopy the gastroscopy and
all
that.
I do them for my living.
Someone told me recently that they've cut down on the amount of anaesthetic they use just to speed up the throughput through some of these facilities.
Well, you see, there is a lot of scaremongering on that. It's not nice, but at the same time, you know, we always give sedation, we offer it, but a lot of people choose not to have it. So I don't think there's nobody going to come in kicking and roaring and saying, you're dreadful, you're not going to give me any. We'll give people what they want. But I would certainly say to somebody, this is going to take 2 to 3 minutes of my time. That's all. And you're not having to stay, you'll be able to drive, you're able to go home quickly. And they sometimes elect to not have. Yeah.
I have bile salt malabsorption. The supply of the prescribed medication is very hit and miss. Is there an alternative?
Not really, unfortunately. That's a tricky one. The gallbladder bile salt's very tricky. The medication is the medication.
Is the medication. Yes. I'm not a celiac, but if I avoid gluten, I'm less bloated. How could this be so?
You can have a gluten intolerance, and there are a lot of intolerances around, Pat, and that's what really worries me. I think people are eating the ultra-processed diet that the food companies are putting in packets, and they're kind of deciding then that, yeah, gluten is the thing. It could be something else they're eating, and you don't want to be off gluten. If you're not celiac, you don't need to be off gluten, basically. So bring it back into your diet bit by bit. The only ones that need to be off celiac, gluten or celiac, and they absolutely 100% do need to be off it.
I had a colonoscopy a few months ago for gut pain and pinches. I had an undiagnosed parasite and had some inflammation in my large intestine from it. They mentioned colitis and IBD. Since then, my stool test was clear of the inflammation markers. But can I heal from this fully? Ongoing constipation, but a very healthy diet. Good BMI. Tried everything for constipation. Good hydration. I get my 10,000 steps every day. Good fiber. Probiotic. Now, the only thing I can do is take a laxative, which I really don't like doing every day. I plan to get a dietitian to do a food map diet. Fingers crossed it might help. But any advice?
Yeah, it's tricky because she's doing everything is kind of right. But you know, just think about it. Are you constipated? Because some people do a poo every day and some people do poo once a week or twice a week. But that's actually normal for both those people if they feel okay on it. You don't have to do a poo every day to not be constipated. So just, you know, are you constipated? If you really feel you are, take magnesium citrate. It's in the health food shops. See, are you constipated? If you are, it will absolutely show. You'll have a lot of poo and you can start from scratch again. Keep a food diary. See, is there a thing? But look, you're doing everything right. I mean, that sounds very good to me. You're just unfortunate.
John's been on. He says, I regularly cough up clear phlegm that's like thick wallpaper paste. How graphic.
Oh my goodness. Cough or vomit?
Coffee says, yeah. Cough up clear.
Well, you know, it depends on which department, if you like, this come from. So, you know yourself, when I'm doing a gastroscopy, I can either head down into the gullet or head into the lungs. I don't want to head into the lungs. That wouldn't be good. So that sounds like if it's coughed up, it comes from the lungs and you would have to kind of think about that. Depends.
Any advice on eating? I find that if I have, for example, chips, I find I have to stop eating just so I can wait for them to go down. Also, I find I burp more. I'm in my 70s.
Yes. One of the things that exacerbates reflux is fatty foods. So chips are most certainly fatty foods. But if you have a difficulty swallowing in any way, it is most important you have a gastroscopy. 2 minutes tells, because you can have a narrowing there that can be sorted out, or heaven forbid, a cancer. So don't ever disregard the symptoms of blood from your back passage, from difficulty swallowing. They're the two we'd really always look for to be go to your own doctor and get referred to the likes of me.
Sean's been on how to deal with reflux and heartburn about 3 times per week, even though I'm taking, I don't know how you say it, omeprazole.
Omeprazole is next year.
20 milligrams daily.
Yeah, well, is he doing the lifestyle things? Is he in okay weight? Does he smoke? Does he drink much? Does he eat a fatty food? And has he raised the head of his bed?
Yeah. Okay, so all this advice, everyone should try the standard techniques before they do anything.
Absolutely.
Terribly
a food
dramatic.
Diary, just look and see. And you know, it's all very fine. You can eat every bean in the country and eat apples. But you know, if you're going having kind of 5 pints and a curry chips on the way home, and then you're saying to me, why do I feel bad, doctor? Well, it's very clear why you feel bad, isn't it?
All right. And finally, how important is water?
Very important,
and
really.
Exercise.
All of the above. All of the above. So water, very good. Exercise, extremely good. Water, the rule of thumb is you should take your weight in pounds, which of course we don't anymore, divide it in two, and drink that much in fluid ounces of water daily.
All right, that's old money. So we'll have to work that out.
That's old money.
New money. All right. Dr. Anne-Marie Eustace Ryan, consultant gastroenterologist in Tipperary University Hospital, who specialises in endoscopy. Thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for on the programme today. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.